It's afternoon, 2 hours after the close of our last episode. Almost time for the trial of State versus May Grant for the murder of Marcel Blanc to resume. As you know, an important point may be settled in a few moments. That point, you remember, is whether or not Kitty DiCarlo, State's witness and wife of the murdered man, is herself above suspicion. Barry Mason contends she is not. That is entirely possible. Kitty DiCarlo committed the murder and now is trying to throw suspicion on Mason's client. And, of course, the only way the state can prove Mason's contention wrong is to provide Miss DiCarlo with an adequate alibi. And that's just what the state is going to try and do. Well, right now, as we follow Perry Mason from the corridor phone booth and into Judge Selby's courtroom...
Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Will you pardon me, please?
Oh, you're back.
Yes.
Well, you look very cheerful, Counselor. Well,
I'm wearing a big smile, am I not?
Which looks as if it was tattooed on. Bad news, Paul?
It wasn't the best, Della.
We've had bad news before.
The next witness is a good man.
Well, so what? Really?
Paul checked him as well as he could on such short notice, but Gadratis is a good man. A good, honest man. So say his neighbors. So say the people with whom he trades. So say his priest.
Yet he's going to furnish Kitty DiCarlo with an alibi?
He's the next witness.
You think it's a mistake, Perry?
We'll find out when he gets on the stand.
If it isn't a mistake, he'll be lying.
Well, I'll give you 100-1 on that, Della.
And if he's lying, well, any lie can be broken. At least, that's what a lawyer of my acquaintance always says. A lawyer named Perry Mason.
Does he? Well, now I'm going to tell you something else he says.
Who?
Perry Mason.
What does he say?
He says he's glad he has a secretary named Della Street.
Glad enough to give her a raise in salary.
Court, we'll come to order. All right, all right.
I didn't hear you answer, Counselor.
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, great. Playing deaf at a time like this. All right, you want me to repeat?
No, not now, please. I have to concentrate on the witness.
Tell the court your name, please.
Gadratis. Valeria Gadratis.
Are you a native of this country, Mr. Gadratis?
No, sir. I am not.
A naturalized citizen?
I've taken out the papers, the first paper.
But you understand English?
Oh, yes, sir. I have English, a little Polish, a little Dutch, and Czech. Much Czech and much German.
All we're interested in is your understanding of English.
To write, not so well. But to hear and understand and say yes.
Very good. Now, what's your occupation, please?
I work in the establishment of a countryman, Grossmeier.
And what business is that?
A small grocery, sir.
Your duties?
Duties, I don't know.
What do you do? You have an interest in the business? Are you a part owner?
Owner? Oh, no. Grossmeier is owner. I work for owner.
In other words, you're a grocery clerk. Now, Gadratis, you understand that this is a most grave and serious trial.
I understand.
That we want only the truth. You understand that?
I understand.
So, Gadratis, I ask you if you know any of the principals in this trial personally.
Principals?
The main people concerned. For instance, the defendant, that woman over there. Have you ever seen her before?
No, sir. But the other lady...
We'll come to her in just a moment. And to be certain you have no personal axe to grind, do you have any relatives or close friends working for the state? In my office, for instance?
No. No kindred. Just my wife and my daughter.
Your daughter? Does she work?
Oh, no. No, my daughter cannot work. She is barely more than a child, and she is ill.
Oh.
She's lame.
So you don't know any of these people? You have no personal interest in the outcome?
No interest.
Good. Now, Mr. Gadratis, now, is there anyone in this courtroom whom you have seen before?
Yes, sir. That lady over there.
Yeah. This lady? The one I'm standing beside?
Yes, sir.
Stand up, Mr. Carlo. Are you certain, Mr. Gadratis? Certain you've seen this lady?
Yes, sir.
Sit down, Mr. Carlo. The lady's name is Miss Catherine DiCarlo. Now, tell us where you saw her, Mr. Gadratis.
It was the night my daughter became ill.
Go on.
My daughter is lame from an accident. She's in pain. Well, at one time, the pain is worse than at other times. Well, it is bad, very bad. She needs medicine.
Of course.
This night, it was bad, very bad. I woke to hear her crying. She needed medicines, so I phoned Galette, the pharmacy.
Who?
Senor Galette, who has the pharmacy. Senor Galette dispenses the medicines to me, yes. A kind man, Galette. He lets me pay when I can. Sometimes there is little money.
Yes. Now, just tell us what happened.
Well, I went downstairs and called Senor Galette. The telephone is in the downstairs.
At his drugstore?
No. It was late. The Senor Galette is a kind man, and he said he would leave his home and meet me.
Oh.
I walked to the store and waited for him.
Waited?
I live closer to the pharmacy than does Senor Galette. I wait.
Tell us, Mr. Cadredes, did you notice the time?
I did. My daughter is crying, Mr. Haft. She needed medicine.
You have a watch?
No. No watch by me. But there was a big clock in the window. I watched the time.
And as you waited, what happened?
A lady spoke to me. That lady.
Mr. Carlo?
It was she.
And now, wait, Mr. Cadredes. It was late at night. Your daughter was in pain, needing medicines. Why did you happen to notice Mr. Carlo?
At first, I did not.
But?
The lady stopped. She was very kind.
She spoke to you?
The lady asked if I needed help. The kind lady.
Yeah. You saw her plainly?
There was light. Senor Galetti keeps his windows lighted through the night. I recognized her.
Recognized her? But you said you didn't know her.
Oh, not to speak to, not in person. But at the cinema, the pictures, moving.
Oh, you've seen her in the movies.
My daughter's confined at home. When there is extra money, I wheel her to the cinema. It is a moving chair.
Yes, a wheelchair.
Yes.
So you recognized Mr. Carlo?
I did.
And she spoke to you?
For a moment.
Long enough for you to know her?
Yes, sir.
And you're sure of the time? You were watching the time?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cadredes, a man known as Marcel Blanc was shot and killed in the early morning of October 29th last year. On what day did you see Mr. Carlo?
On the early morning of October 29th.
Mr. Cadredes, Marcel Blanc was shot at 5 minutes before 3 a.m. on October 29th. At what time did you see Mr. Carlo?
Just before 3 o'clock. Perhaps 5, perhaps 3 minutes before.
What is the address of Galetta's pharmacy?
The corner of Hill and Patterson Streets.
The corner of Hill and Patterson. Ladies and gentlemen, that corner of Hill and Patterson Streets is 4 miles. 4 miles away from the apartment where Marcel Blanc was killed. Now, you've heard this man, this simple, good man, whose only concern is his job and his crippled daughter, this man who wants only to do his duty. You've heard this good man positively, beyond the shadow of any doubt, place Kitty DiCarlo 4 miles away at the time of her husband's murder. And so who does that leave, ladies and gentlemen? Who does that leave now that Mr. Cadredes has given the lie to Mr. Mason's slanderous, desperate accusation of Mr. Carlo? You know who it leaves, ladies and gentlemen. It leaves May Grant. May Grant and May Grant alone, who could have and who did murder Marcel Blanc. Your witness, Mr. Mason.
Well, Perry Mason knows that Valeria Gedrades is lying. And Perry Mason also knows that May Grant faces disaster unless he can break Gedrades. But how? How to do that? Won't you join us tomorrow?